Conor McLaughlin was saying mass. There was an attempted burglary at his home, the Croco House, just next to the chapel. Nothing more than what I believe to be a despicable opportunist that realised the priest was saying mass and attempted to break into his home. It shows you that these guys have no shame whatsoever and will try anything if they think that they can get anything of value from any particular property. But this is the one of many attempted burglaries right across the West Trone area and rural areas of late. And it is really, I would like to caution people, to tell people, even if they go into the local shop, even if they're going into the house for a few moments to ensure that their house is secured, that their windows and doors are locked, because these guys are watching everything. Clearly, from the incident that happened last night, they were trying to exploit the 1 hour that the priest would be in the chapel by trying to break into his home. So people need to be very, very careful to ensure that their homes are secured at all times.
And there has indeed been a spate of burglaries within this Sion Mills area and the wider community, and the PSNI have been carrying out patrols, but at the moment it doesn't seem to be deterring these people.
It doesn't, and it's important that anyone that sees anything suspicious, sees any strange cars or vehicles or in there that you wouldn't usually see, that they do report them to the PSNA. I understand the PSNA are under considerable pressure in terms of budgetary restraints and cuts, but it is important that that all action is taken where necessary to ensure that we try and avoid any opportunity for these people to try and get into properties. It's absolutely not acceptable. I think that those responsible should face the full force of the law if caught. And they can only be caught by information that's brought forward by the community, by people that may identify these individuals that are responsible for these attempted break-ins, and indeed break-ins generally. And you're right, the Sion Mills area has been a target area of late. And it's important that those in the area, and I'm cautioning those in the area, to keep an eye out for their neighbours, whether it be elderly neighbours and others, because these people will try anything, even in the slightest moment, to get into a house and come back out.